One of his problems is that if the people of Russia see a thriving, economically strong Ukraine on their border, they might be, he's worried that they may be infected with the same disease. The United States of America, first of all, has to have a fundamental reassessment of our relationship with Vladimir Putin. No more reset buttons, no more tell Vladimir I'll be more flexible. Treat him for what he is. That does not mean reignition of the Cold War, but it does mean treating him in the way that we understand an individual who believes in restoring the old Russian empire.
Practically speaking, what does that matter? How do you treat him?
Well, I think economic sanctions are a very important step. Identify these kleptocrats. And Russia is a gas station masquerading as a country. It's kleptocracy. It's corruption. It's a nation that is really only dependent upon oil and gas for their economy. And so economic sanctions are important. Get some military assistance to Ukrainians, at least so they can defend themselves. Resume the missile defense system in Poland and the Czech Republic. Look at Moldova and Georgia, both of whom are occupied by Russian troops as we speak, a path towards membership in NATO. There's a myriad of steps that we can take. And it'll be very interesting to see to what degree our European friends will join us, who are dependent on Russian energy supply.